Dan Sumner is with the Agriculture and Resource Economics Department at UC Davis. We asked him about the California dairy industry and major headwinds facing it from all over.
Here's what I think. I think the dairy industry faces real challenges. It grew faster than tree nuts up through 2007. It was incredible growth. 40, 50 years of growth hit a wall, partly a regulatory wall, a feed price wall, and milk prices collapsed. And it faces three big challenges that I would say. One is outside of California, and it's in the U.S. It's not New Zealand and Australia. They're not going to grow very much. And it's not just Idaho and New Mexico. It's Michigan, Wisconsin, the other parts of the Midwest, a little bit in the East, but mostly in the Midwest. They have gotten better at it. Mostly, they're just better competitors than they used to be. And I'll tell you what happened. Much of the production of Wisconsin, you had five guys in the dairy business, four of them left, and the best one is still in the dairy business, and he's got 250 cows. And their milk production per cow went from way below California to now above California.
Now that's milk production per cow, higher than California.
So they're just better at it. And when I say that, I mean they're better. I don't think they're better than the California producers, but the human capital, if you will, the management and the expertise and the technical ability to be you had to be really good to be in a business in California. You still have to be even better. You know, the daughter that's now running the ranch is smarter than her dad. You know, that's just the situation we're in. And if she's not, she can't compete. And so that's part of it. And that keeps the price of milk moderate. Now, it's really hard on the guys in Vermont. They're still trying to get the government to allow them to have 40 cows. And we do have a set of government subsidies that are biased against people who are commercially viable. What I would call misguided dairy policy that puts huge subsidies on the smallest herds. But I do think, you know, there are lots of dairymen in California that are running large, efficient operations for what they've got, but we face a set of regulations that they just don't have, whether it's environmental regulations or greenhouse gas regulations, you name it, go down the list, minimum wages, et cetera. Now, are those bad regulations? Good, bad, or indifferent, they just are. You know, it's like sunshine. You know, you say, we got it, and there you have it. But so I would say if talking about regulations in California as a grower could be like, you know, standing, shaking your fist at the tide. You know, it's just not, you can do it if you enjoy it, but it's not going to give you a lot of productivity growth there. And so, for example, when I talked about climate change, I said the agriculture that I know in California is adapting very well to climate change. Climate change is gradual. You adapt things. You do your business in ways that adapt. Adapting to climate change policy may be that much harder. But that's what you also do. And the dairy industry's been quite good at getting CDFA and others to work with them, say, on greenhouse gas subsidy programs so that we've help people build digesters, and we help people do alternative manure management sorts of things. We're probably going to help them on enteric methane emissions.
Just so you know, in ruminants, methane is produced mostly by enteric fermentation. Enteric methane is one of the byproducts of their digestive process and is expelled by the animal through burping. And of course, there's an enormous debate on whether or not that is contributing to greenhouse gases. Back to Dan Sumner.
So to the extent that dairy industry doesn't like to hear it said this way, but to the extent that they get subsidies to help them adopt and respond to regulations, that's great. It's good for them. We know there are lots of regulations. The government just says do it, and if it costs you more, well, then it costs you more. And by the way, on terms of regulations, animal welfare regulations haven't really hit dairy in the way that they have the egg industry, for example, but they're coming.
And these regulations are the second headwind.
And the third is a mature demand. You know, you don't see, and we can talk about almond milk and this and that and the other. Now on the demand side, part of what's happened there is just a general anti-animal agriculture. And that would be something I'd watch under the current administration. Because whether it's Cory Booker or they're very influential people in the Biden administration and in the Congress who are aggressively anti-animal agriculture. And they've bought the line of the Humane Society or the Pew Charitable Trust or lots of other organizations. And if you go down the list and you say nutrition, animal products bad, plant products good, that goes back to Michael Pollan 20 years ago and Mark Bittman in the New York Times just a few days ago, and on and on. It's a, when it comes to nutrition, animal bad, plant good. That's great for big parts of California agriculture, not so good for the dairy industry and the beef industry. When you get to animal welfare issues, animal agriculture's just bad. Somebody could say, oh, well, it'd be okay if you don't have confinement and this and that. So as long as you triple the cost of the product, we'll let you sell it. Well, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. And then greenhouse gases. So we do animal welfare, we do diet and health, we do greenhouse gases and environment in general, whether it's ground in California, we had groundwater issues, air quality issues, greenhouse gas issues, animal agriculture is facing challenges. And so I do think the California dairy industry is facing challenges on all of those. But when it comes to individual consumers, dairy demand has stayed strong. Will it continue? I don't know. It hasn't grown a lot, but you know, people say, oh, gee, dairy fat, gee, that's a problem. Well, except, yeah, people were required by the government to lower fat milk, so we just ate cheese and ice cream instead.
Yeah, try to take that away from consumers.
Yeah. So, and you know, people ask me about organic milk, and I say, yeah, for beverage milk. When was the last time somebody called Domino's and said, I want your organic cheese? Because
wow.
This doesn't happen.
That's Dan Sumner. He's a distinguished professor in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics at UC Davis, and he's the director of the UC Agricultural Issues Center at UC Davis.